أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 85 of Surah Al-A'raf. Few ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began the discussion of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and Allah Ta'ala sending him to his people, then Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam to the people of Aad, and then Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam to the people of Thamud, and then very briefly Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam to his people. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses another Nabi, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And to Madian we sent their brother, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Who was Madian? What was Madian? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, besides the two wives that are famously known, Sayyidah Sarah and Sayyidah Hajir alayhim as-salatu wassalam, there was another wife by the name of Katura. And besides Sayyidina Ismail and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhim as-salatu wassalam, there was another son whose name was Madian. This is that Madian that we are speaking about, that like how we found that other communities and tribes began to flourish, the Banu Madian, from him his offspring was known as the Banu Madian, they began to flourish and in large numbers, and hence they then became known as the tribe of Madian, and the place also where they lived. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the place also of Madian. So one was Madian, was the name of the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. One was his offspring, his tribe, his people also became known as the Banu Madian and then later Madian. And the place that they dwelled also was known as Madian. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this Madian, and Allah Ta'ala says that we sent to him their brother, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Also in the Quran, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam going to a place called Aika. As far as the commentators of the Quran Sharif are concerned, whether Aika and Madian was one and the same place, or whether it was two different places, a very long, lengthy academic discussion has been detailed by the ulama-i kiram. But nonetheless, here particularly, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam going to this place Madian, going to the tribe Madian. He was amongst the people. The people themselves had three very, very great ills and wrongs. One was that they disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala and they indulged and engaged in idolatry, worshipping idols, shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second was that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, besides giving them very lush lands and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala giving them great numbers and strength insofar as their numbers were concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also granted them a great deal of wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them very successful business people. And the second wrong was that they were very fraudulent, they were dishonest, untrustworthy, and they would hold back the rights of others. And the third was, after Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam had come to them, they began to stop people from entering the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They would stand on the entry post of the city and warn people against Sayyiduna Shuaib alayhi salam. And in certain narrations we find that they would also then become highway robbers, bandits, and rob the people, etc. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Shuaib alayhi salatu wassalam to these people. In this series of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, this is the first of the invitation not only to Allah ta'ala, but also the invitation to fulfill the haq and the rights of people. We all understand and we know one is hukukullah, the rights of Allah ta'ala, and we also understand that there is hukukul ibad, the rights of the people. So here is a very first discussion of a Nabi of the people of the past in which he warned his people about hukukul ibad. One last fact about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam is that he was very, very eloquent in his speech, and he was known as Khatibul Anbiya, the Khatib, the orator from amongst the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. So Allah Ta'ala says then, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. His message was a very same, simple, but yet important and fundamental message that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam before and after him had given, that, O my people, worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. There is no ilah, there is no object of worship for you besides Allah Ta'ala. That this is one Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala is the doer. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the creator. Allah Ta'ala is the owner. All attributes of greatness and perfection belong only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So take away your yaqeen from everyone else. You are worshipping idols. Turn that into the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Turn the direction of your heart. And then he said, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly the bayyina. Bayyina refers to the clear signs. The clear signs has come to you from your Rabb. Generally when we speak about clear signs, our minds and our hearts will go towards mu'jiza and towards miracles. However, the Quran in itself did not speak about the miracles that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salam, nor can we find it in the Sahih Riwayat, a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah has pointed towards some ulama that have mentioned some of these signs, but all the ulama are unanimous that the greatest of the signs of Allah Ta'ala is the coming of a Nabi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to his people and inviting the people towards Allah. That is the greatest sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence in this way, he invites his people towards the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and he also tells them about this bayyina, this great proof that Allah ta'ala had sent. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.